From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting at least five killed by a Jordanian policeman near Amman. Two Americans, among at least five killed at a Jordanian police training academy Monday, have been identified as contractors with the security and logistics firm DynCorp International. Also killed were two Jordanians and a South African. Several others were wounded. The incident got the attention of President Obama as he prepared to meet at the White House with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We take this very seriously and we'll be working closely with the Jordanians to determine exactly what happened. But at this stage, I want to let everyone know that this is something we're paying close attention to, and at the point where the families have been notified, obviously our deepest condolences will be going out to them.
Local and international media identified the shooter as 28-year-old police captain Anwar Abu Zaid. The attack coincided with the 10th anniversary of an attack claimed by al-Qaeda in which suicide bombers killed more than 50 people at three Amman hotels. The outgoing UN diplomat to Somalia, Nicholas Kay, told the Security Council Monday, after decades of chaos and no government, the East African country is steadily transforming itself.
There is still a long way to go in terms of service delivery, rule of law, and inclusive politics. But I shall never tire of saying that at last, Somalia is facing the problems of a country coming together rather than falling apart.
Kay says a new Somalia will welcome three new federal states joining Puntland as foundation stones of a new federal Somalia. He also paid tribute to the fight against jihadism by the Somali army, territorial gains made against al-Shabaab in the last 2 years. This is VOA News. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's political party has won the first seats in what's expected to be a landslide victory in Sunday's parliamentary elections. Officials announced Monday the National League for Democracy won 12 lower house seats in the main city, Yangon. But White House spokesman Josh Earnest Monday urged caution.
We're seeing initial reports of results, but we encourage everyone to wait for the Union Election Commission's official results and the final reports from domestic and international observer missions before making assessments. But what is clear is that for the first time ever, millions of people in Burma voted in a meaningful, competitive election. And despite some structural and systemic flaws, we believe that Sunday's vote represents an important step in Burma's democratic reform process.
Aung San Suu Kyi Monday expressed confidence her party would win the historic vote, but did not claim outright victory. France has introduced a draft UN Security Council resolution threatening sanctions against those in Burundi who incite attacks or hampered efforts to end the country's political crisis. Alexis Lamech is the French deputy UN ambassador.
The escalating violence in Burundi has reached a very worrying stage, maybe a tipping point. We must face the reality. If we let the tensions escalate without doing anything, the whole country could explode, especially when we hear hate speech coming from the very top officials of the Burundian state.
Burundi's foreign minister insists the country is calm, except for parts of the capital, Bujumbura, where he said groups of criminals are active. The Chadian government Monday declared a state of emergency in the Lake Chad region following a series of raids and suicide bombings by the Nigerian-based Boko Haram insurgency. At least five people were killed in separate attacks Sunday and Monday in a Chadian village near Lake Chad and in northern Cameroon. Both countries are taking part in a multinational force to defeat the Sunni insurgency. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry returns to Vienna Saturday for the latest round of international discussions on a political solution in Syria. Neither representatives of the opposition nor members of the Damascus government are expected to attend. Russia's sports ministry acknowledged Tuesday it was aware of problems in its athletics program and pledged to work with the World Anti-Doping Agency following a scathing report that contains allegations of widespread doping and efforts to cover it up. Monday's report recommended the IOC and the IAAF track and field's governing body suspend Russia from competition. Lawmakers in Spain's northeast Catalonia region approved a measure Monday for a renewed effort to seek independence. A majority in the regional parliament backed the plan to launch a roadmap put forth by the Together for Yes coalition and the leftist CUP party. They hope the process will lead to secession within 18 months. Spain's prime minister promised last month to use all political and legal means to stop the independence push. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.